Step one, creation is creativity at its highest form. Our spiritual life is the most fulfilling part of life and opens the door to unconditional love. It's a foundational piece that many enter into relationships without the understanding of how important it is to have daily spiritual connections. We seek fulfillment from our mate, not realizing our spiritual needs will not be met by another person, since we were created to crave spiritual connections to our Heavenly Father. As children of the Most High God, we are in the world, but not of the world. There are so many distractions in the atmosphere to steal our connections to the spiritual realm. Being in the world will cause misbalances and not allow the full creativity our Heavenly Father blessed each of us with. One of the biggest things to remember is our battles are not against flesh and blood, the physical things, but rather against spiritual wickedness, intangible things. And our mind is the biggest battleground. Our thoughts, assumptions, negative noises heard by others, television, phones, computers, every electric device will be part of that battle because it feeds a lot of negative information that must filter through the Word of God. Otherwise, it will slowly put us in chains and steal our freedom of choices to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Distractions are things that prevent you from hearing the spiritual vibrations in your heart, His voice, your lifeline. The battle of distractions in our mind is draining and opens the door to additional negativities. It's been said that we gravitate toward like-minded people. Think about that. Take a moment to evaluate who you spend most of your time around. Who calls you to vent and then they hang up and feel great? How much negativity do you allow in your space on an hourly basis, knowing it could add up to 100% of your space? What do you think about first thing in the morning, during the noontime, moments in a day once you get home? What takes up the majority of your time? Sometimes you can even wake up and not feel joy, peace, or even love. To me, our time and what we do with it is more valuable than the dollar itself. How you spend your time will dictate how you walk in this beautiful world. One scripture, John 10:10, tells us that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. How can you destroy something that has been killed? It's a spiritual battle. Our relationship with our Heavenly Father can slowly be stolen right in front of us. Then we die spiritually, unable to desire the spiritual connection. And the next step is to destroy everything that God has deemed valuable in our life. Distractions get louder, so loud you can't even hear or feel the creativity in your soul. You can't feel the presence of your Heavenly Father. You're not able to grow because thoughts are consuming you with condemnation, which is not from God. With all that being said, think about what you allow in your spirit on a moment-to-moment time frame, and then think how your day ends. Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly."